Today is Wednesday, January 13th, 2021.
This is Janine Spurgeon, and I am speaking to Lacey Ryan, an art teacher at Avon High School. She's also a resident of Plainfield, and we're going to talk to her about her experiences during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. Hello, Lacey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
When you first heard about the virus, what did you think? What were your thoughts?
It was kind of interesting just because, you know, we didn't really know what to expect, and it was like, this is kind of a big deal, but we're not sure it's a big deal. And so I guess I would attend, me personally, I was a little bit worried, but I'd say I didn't have any idea that it was going to be as impactful as it actually ended up being at this point.
Right. Did you think about your students?
I think I just didn't know.
Right, yeah.
You know, this concept of, like, shutting down schools was fairly foreign to all of us.
It's kind of hard to remember what it was like at first.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I guess I thought it was kind of like the flu. It was going to go around, but, you know, I had no idea that everything would shut down the way it did.
Right. Well, and then once you kind of knew that it was going to be bad, what most concerned you?
I guess a bit just kind of fear of catching it and how it was going to impact everyone, you know, personally and economically. You know, Avon, we were the first school corporation to shut down in Indiana. We had the first positive case that we knew of, and so it just happened so quickly.
Speaking of that, I don't think Avon has any plans of shutting down at this point, right?
I don't think we really have a plan to do anything. We're kind of trying to do the best we can and
stay in
as much as we possibly can.
Right.
You know, there are kind of soft thresholds. If we hit this point or if we don't have enough teachers to teach, then we have to shut down.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, they are pretty adamant that if we can by any chance be in school, they want the kids and the teachers in the building.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's like that in Plainfield, too. We just looked at the COVID map today, and it's gotten very red. And so I was just wondering if, you know, if we're starting to make some contingency plans for a shutdown again, because everyone says, no, we're never going to do it again, but I don't know. How has COVID-19 affected your job? It might take you a while into that.
Yeah, that's a long story.
Yeah.
I guess the short answer is I've been teaching for quite some time now. I'm pretty comfortable in my job, and I feel like this is worse than being a first-year teacher. We can't plan for anything. We don't know if we're going to be virtual or hybrid or in-person. We try to plan for in-person, but we have kids on quarantine regularly coming in, going out. So it's like we have to teach in person, but we also have to be teaching virtually at the same time every single day.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of the short answer. We don't know what to plan for. When this first happened, we went e-learning. I kind of got lessons and plans together for e-learning, and you were kind of smooth sailing for a while. And then you're back in school at the beginning of this school year. Mm-hmm. We were in full person, so I had all my lessons ready to go. And then it was very similar to the first time. You know, we got not even one day notice. We are shutting down. We are going virtual. So it's like all my plans that I had made, you know, my motto became don't use pen.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
In my lesson plans and everything, I was like, everything got erased. And then we were going hybrid, so everything got erased again.
Wow.
And so, you know, I was laughing at myself. My motto just became don't use pen. I started writing all my plans and lessons and everything on Post-its.
Wow.
So I could just tear them off and throw them away when the time came.
So it's like you just kind of are taking it day by day then. Is that still how you're doing it?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we were doing the best we can with the lessons and trying to, you know, teach our students, but we really can't plan very far in advance right now.
As you are going along in the year, how do you feel like your students are doing in this? Do you think that they're faring okay, or do you think that there might be some problems in the future because of all of this?
I think it's hard to say. I will say I've noticed there's definitely more anxiety and kind of mental illness going on with students. Quantitatively, I see more of my kids struggling with mental illness right now. Having said that, I think, you know, because Avon and Hendricks County in general is doing everything they can to keep their kids in school as much as possible, academically, I feel like our kids, we are falling behind a little bit, but I think it's nothing compared to the schools that have been e-learning for months on end. I feel like we are doing pretty well comparatively. It definitely makes a difference to be in the classroom.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. I know that my daughter, she's a senior, and she hates e-learning. So yeah, she's pretty glad
Yeah.
to be in class. And I think that's
Because,
a
like, from a
pretty.
personal standpoint, I want to be working from home so I can feel safe, but, in a bigger picture, for the good of the cause, this is the
Right.
best way.
Right. What about people that you know? Has pandemic really affected the employment of just, personal people that you know? Any stories there?
Not really. I mean, my husband and I, when this first happened in March a year ago, my husband was home for several weeks, more or less on furlough, and that actually, that was kind of nice in a certain way. But my parents are retired, so it's not really affecting them too much. My sister is working from home. I know that there are a lot of people that are, having to get aid and assistance right now. No one that I directly know of at this moment. There's a lot of people working from home, and things have changed, but I don't have people necessarily that are really struggling near me.
Okay. How about your family's day-to-day activities? Has the pandemic affected those a great deal?
Not terribly. It did at first, like, when everything got shut down, but at this point, I'm definitely more stressed. I'm definitely more exhausted. Just because there's so much more work to do. I'm thankful that my daughter, is going to school every day, so her day-to-day activities are pretty much the same. The
Good.
extracurriculars that she does is outside of school, so those haven't really changed either. It's not large, huge groups of people. Her piano is one-on-one with a teacher, so even that has been pretty consistent.
I hadn't thought about those little like piano lessons and things. Now, did you stop the piano lessons for a while when it first started?
Yeah, she was, so they were doing virtual lessons for a while, for quite some time, and then kind of as soon as the piano teacher could get them back in the studio, then they mask up, they hand sanitize and take all the precautions, but they are back in person.
What have been the biggest challenges that you have faced, I guess, personally?
I think just kind of not being able to visit family. My husband's family is in Ireland. We can't travel there right now. My family, my dad is high risk. He has compromised immune, so I can't really see my parents right now. So just kind of not really being able to visit either one of our families right now is a little bit hard.
So you haven't seen your parents at all since it started, or have you? And if you have, how did you do it?
So I saw my parents at Christmas. We actually, my husband was home for 2 weeks, and Bella and I were out of school for 2 weeks. And so we kind of self-quarantined, and then I saw them that weekend before school started again. So at that point, we had been kind of just the three of us in our house for almost 2 full weeks.
Is that the last time you saw them at Christmas?
Yeah.
And how are they doing?
They're doing pretty well. My
Feeling.
mom is a social creature, so she's struggling a little bit. My dad is a bit of a hermit, so he's perfectly content.
Yes, us introverts don't really mind this all that
Right?
much. Are they pretty isolated?
Yeah, for the most part, my mom, her normal day-to-day routine is going out for lunch with her girlfriends and running errands, and she's just out and about, and be it social or just kind of taking care of business, that's just, she can't kind of sit down. So it's kind of putting her in a funny place.
During those 2 months that we were shut down, it was just so weird. And I love to ask everybody, what did you do during those 2 months when you're stuck at your house? What kind of things did you do to entertain yourselves?
Well, our family, it's just three of us. No one else in our family is close to us, so we're always kind of in our own family bubble, so to speak. But we are doing board games. My daughter, her science projects were full on building assignments. So it was kind of fun. Our house was a disaster every day, but like one of them was to build a birdhouse for, it had to be like up high. And so it was who could build the tallest structure. So she had this tower of boxes and stuff going all the way to, almost to the ceiling. And it's a two-story kind of opening, and a Rube Goldberg machine and stuff like that. So a lot of it was actually like her working on projects, and that was super fun to watch. We do family games a lot, so that wasn't outside of our realm. But I was teaching virtually, and she was e-learning,
Oh,
so it was like
okay.
we were home, but we still had plenty to do.
You have the benefit of existing in two towns, Avon and Plainfield. Do you think there's a
Right.
difference in the way Avon's handled the pandemic with Plainfield? Is there a difference at all?
Definitely. So I have teacher friends at both, obviously. So seeing both and hearing kind of different people's stories, I have friends at Brownsburg as well. I'm just hearing, it's like no school is running the same way. No one, no two schools are handling this the same way. I know at Plainfield, from the very beginning, they were told, you know, if it's for the students that chose the virtual option, Plainfield teachers are teaching in-person and virtual all the time, basically. Mm-hmm. Whereas at Avon, we were told we would not be given virtual students with our regular kids. You would have a class of virtual students, or you would have an in-person class.
What do you think is better?
I think it ended up being a little bit of a moot point because we have so many kids quarantined that we are always teaching in person and virtual.
Right.
At this point, I think I preferred Avon's response to it. Like, you either get a class with virtual kids or not. But as it turns out, like, we just have to plan on having virtual and in-person kids at all times at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the little nuances, how different administrations are requiring you to, you know, set up your virtual lessons and things like that. It's not major differences, but it, you know, there's just little nuances from school to school.
Right. What about the communities themselves, Plainfield community versus Avon community in general? Is there any much of a difference?
I don't really know. I can say from a teacher point of view, I feel like Avon is struggling a little more. You know, I check, like, the school numbers and how many kids are quarantined, and I keep comparing, like, Plainfield versus Brownsburg versus Avon, and our numbers are huge comparatively for our kids that test positive and the number of kids that we have quarantined at any given time.
I wonder why that is.
So I think as a community, like, Avon is, we just seem to have higher numbers, and I don't know if that's lack of reporting or if we really just, like, our community is not being as safe as the other ones. I don't know.
That is so interesting. I did not know that.
But from the very beginning, our numbers have been considerably higher than our neighbors.
Do you have any problems with masks in Avon? You have people, you know, not wearing masks or anything like that? Do you know?
Not that I've noticed, no. And I mean, the kids are really good with it in school.
How about the social distancing? Are you guys able to handle that okay at school?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, we do the best we can.
Right.
Me personally, I have a small classroom.
Mm-hmm.
My kids, when it's a full class, I had a class of 27 kids. So when it's full, they are shoulder to shoulder, and there's really not much I can do about it. You know, it's a small classroom. Teachers have been asked to spread out the desks and tables as much as we possibly can.
Right.
And in some classrooms, that means you can spread it out wall to wall. For me, I have supplies, and, you know, the kids have to access, like, the supplies in different areas, so I can't move my desk from wall to wall. A lot of art classrooms, like, I don't have tables, but a lot of the other art classrooms have tables, so the kids are facing each other, and there's nothing else you can do. So there really is no concept of social distancing.
Do you know anybody who's gotten the virus?
Yes.
And how did they do?
A couple people. Not terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, you know, it was, I guess, comparable to the flu. Like, they didn't feel great and they were kind of miserable for a few days, but they recovered well.
That's good.
But the two people that I do know are both, you know, within that 30s to 40s age range. So they bounced back pretty well. Some of our students, you know, I know a few of my students have had it, and the one thing that I get from students is that shortness of breath after very low activity.
What are your primary sources of news?
A little bit the internet, and a little bit, like, I watch the news almost every night, but I'm keeping it kind of limited at this point. It's hard to take it all in, so I kind of try to limit myself to half an hour or less a day.
Do you watch the local news or national news?
We watch CBS Evening News.
Okay. You know, a lot of people say that. I didn't realize so many people watch the network evening news, but yeah.
Yeah.
And that's your primary source? That's where you get most of your info?
Most of it, yeah.
Do you think that there are important issues that have or have not been covered by the media, or if the media is doing a proper job in covering the pandemic?
I guess I feel like they're probably doing a proper job or the best they can. You know, I feel like this really is hitting so many people in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, covering the numbers, covering the amount of people that are going to the food banks and things like that. Those are the big effects that are happening from COVID, I guess.
How about the government officials, municipal leaders in Hendricks County? How do you feel that they've responded?
Everyone's doing the best they can. Honestly, you know, I feel that this big push to really keep kids in the classroom at all costs, to a certain extent, is really costing us. Teachers are struggling. Like, the stress level, the tears, you know, we are barely keeping it together right now.
Wow.
But I also know the flip side of that is parents barely being able to keep it together when their kids are at home and e-learning. And, you know, it's, I feel like they can't win. So from my point of view, I'm like, you know, you've made the wrong decision. But again, you know,
right?
Like, but they've made the right decision for other people. So you can't win. I think the principals and the administration are in the, you know, superintendents, they're in the same position.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be mad at them no matter what. So they really just have to choose their battles and think, you know, in the big picture, what is the best decision?
Barring, you know, the pandemic going away, what would make your job a little less stressful? Is there, I mean, besides, you know, all of this ending, is there something that administrators or municipal people can do to make it easier for teachers?
I think teachers already, and our admin is, you know, very supportive of this at this point. You know, we really have to focus on, like, what is most important for us to teach our kids. You know, we're kind of getting rid of a lot of the extra stuff. To me, unfortunately, some of that comes with, like, you're really just focused on learning, as opposed to right now, I feel like, you know, I'm kind of snapping around and being like, you know what, I just need to make my class fun. I need the kids to learn something. I need them to learn how to draw. But I also need them to just relax and have some fun while they're here. I feel like everything is so stressful right now. I think from the top down, not having so much focus being put on standardized testing right now, not having so much focus being put on school grades and stuff like that, just let us do the best we can.
Are they still doing that? Are they still stressing testing?
I don't really know what's going on this year. I know the kids will take the test, but again, I don't know how it will affect the schools and the school grades. I don't know what they'll do with the results at this point. And other people might know, but I, as an art, it's maybe a little more of a focus of like a math or a language arts teacher.
Does the school administration, do they have programs or any type of things to help the teachers with their stress levels and their pain of everything going on? Do you guys have anything like that? Therapists?
I don't know exactly what's available per se. I know, I do know for our kids, Avon is really good about taking care of their mental health. We have so many resources available to the kids. I don't necessarily know that the kids even know all of the resources that are available to them, but we have counselors. We have a lot of different resources for them. And I'm sure, you know, if a teacher really needed to use those resources, they would, I'm absolutely positive they would open them up for teachers as well.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, teachers, you know, even though we're stressing, even though we have things going on, we're also adults and at the point where we have coping mechanisms.
That's true, yeah.
You know, so I think part of the focus is really like the kids don't necessarily have coping mechanisms
right.
built in yet, so kind of really focusing on them, I think is more important maybe.
I've gotten the impression that, you know, there's a lot of pressure on teachers, you know, to produce the high grades and, you know, get those test grades up and all that. Do you think that they're kind of lowering the pressure a little bit on you guys, reducing the heat?
Definitely.
A little? They are? That's good.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I've been really happy with our principal and our administration at Avon. You know, just really, they've been trying to make sure that teachers streamline everything.
Uh-huh.
It makes it easier for the teachers. It makes it easier for the students. If, you know, if the students know exactly where to go to get information. I think they found a really nice balance of not micromanaging, but also streamlining everything and allowing us to do the best you can with what you have and being very supportive of that.
I think I have just one more question. This is what I ask everybody, okay. too. Knowing what you know now and everything that's happened, you know, we're a year into this thing. If somebody's listening to this 50 to 100 years from now, what's your big takeaway? What do you think people should think about in the future if they're faced with something like this?
I think maybe just understanding that you have to do what you have to do for the good of the cause. And if that means social distancing and wearing masks and being safe, you know, not just for yourself, but for your friends, for your neighbor, for everyone else. Like, sometimes you have to make sacrifices for the good of the cause.
You know, actually, a lot of people answer that. I'm not sure why everybody doesn't think that. Okay, that's a great answer.
I think right now, my nugget of wisdom would be just, you know, I'm trying to do everything I can with my students, with myself. Have fun, be fun, make fun. Even in the worst of times, find a way to bring happiness to yourself and to others around you.
Brilliant. I love that. That is all the questions I have. Thank you so much for participating in this.
Lovely. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.